particular moment. We are so blessed to have a man of God that I've known many years back in Africa. We used to minister under the same father, and he's now one of the bishops that lead in the Happy Church Ministries back at home. You know, the presiding bishop of the Happy Church Ministries back in Kenya is my spiritual father. And so he happened to call me, and he is in Dallas. And I said, okay, let him come and minister to us. And his name is Bishop Ronje, and he has a church in Eldoret. It's called the Eldoret Happy Church. And so, together with me, please make welcome the Bishop of Eldoret Happy Church, and he's going to come and minister the word of the Lord to us. Can you welcome him with a hand? Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. What a privilege to be in an empowerment center. And I feel empowered already. I don't know about you. And I have come from Kenya to participate in empowering people in America, empowering the body of Christ, because I have walked with the Lord. I've seen his goodness. I feel so honored today to have this opportunity to be in front of you and bring the word of God. I've known Pastor Tony for quite some time. And so in Kenya, we were together in Happy Church, and the Lord opened the door for him to come over to this place. And we miss him a lot. In Kenya, we pray that the Lord will speak to him again, maybe to come back. You know, when you belong to the Lord, you don't know what he will say. Hallelujah. You don't know what he will say. I want to bring you greetings from Eldoret Happy Church and from Africa. Do you receive them? Hallelujah. I've been in America not long, and I came through Chicago, I was there for some days and then went to California, and this is my third stop, and I already feel so blessed. Yesterday, we went with the pastor to Oklahoma, and we participated in a celebration of an anniversary, and it was good. I'm blessed to be here this morning. I'm born again, because there are bishops that are not born again. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't belong to that category. And I've seen the goodness of the Lord in my life. Yeah. And the hand of the Lord has been upon my life. Amen. In many ways. More than I can tell. I come from a poor background. I don't know. Sometimes in America, maybe if you say poor, oh, Africa is poor. But I think I come from poor in Africa, not in America. Hallelujah. I come from poor in Africa, not in America. And before I was born, my parents had 5 children. And all of them were dying at a very early age. So my father was very discouraged because, you know, they were all dying. And the community where I come from, you'd rather have children and have no money. Have children, have no cows or no wealth. Because as a man, when you have no children, you have no voice. So my father had no voice whatsoever. And out of desperation, he never used to go to church. So he said, God, please give me a son. And when you give me, I will give him back to you. He will become a Roman Catholic priest. He may not get married, but I'll be so happy that you can have him. But when I go among other people, I will be respected, and I will be feeling that I am also, you know, honored. That was my father praying. And he never used to go to church, but he prayed. And God hears prayer. And so after some time, I was born. I was, you know, growing up, when I was like these children running around here, the devils that killed my brothers and sisters came to kill me. My mother threw me and said, he's dead like the other people, like those that were before him. They started pouring water on me. My grandmother came over. She had been sick for many years. She was supposed to be dead. But she came and she took me from the ground. And she said, this one is not going to die. He's going to live. And when she took me, she said, he will live. He will buy me a dress. Some of you, you may come from Kenya or Africa, but you don't understand what I'm talking about. The reason my grandmother said like that was because she used to dress in skin. And if I died, it means he will stay longer without ever having to put on a dress. She said he will not die. She carried me for many miles. I stayed in hospital, Embu Hospital alone. My mother had already given up on me. But God had heard the prayer of my father. I stand before you as a Catholic priest, but not a Roman Catholic priest. And I bless the Lord to be here this morning. Hallelujah. I am married. Pastor Tony and Catherine, they know my wife. My wife is Catherine. Yeah, praise the Lord. And we have two grown-up children and a teenager of 17 years. I want to bring the word of God to you this morning. I would like us to go to the Bible in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. Yeah. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs 24. The book of Proverbs 24. The book of Proverbs 24. I'm reading from verse 30. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns and cum up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed, and I learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to get to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. I'm reading a verse that is very well known in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. The Bible says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Our loving Father, in the name of Jesus, I dedicate this moment to you. And I pray, Father, that you will come through for each one of us that is here to worship this morning. Father, the word of God has value for America. The word of God has value for Africa. It has value for every created creature. And this morning, Father, we enter into the anointing of the word, that the word may, O God, give us life and value that you have put in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being my senior partner. And I just want to welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share with you briefly this morning, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm talking about cultivating a diligent spirit. Amen. Cultivating a diligent spirit. If you like, I'm talking about a diligent spirit. A diligent spirit. Amen. I'm talking about a diligent spirit. The writer of the book of Proverbs has a lot to say to us about diligence. Every other page of the Bible talks about diligence. The kingdom of God operates with the spirit of diligence. Amen. We are living at a time when, even where I come from, people are very diligent about the things of this world. They invest so much of their time, their resources, their commitment. And you can see the results of diligence in their lives. But the kingdom of God, we live at a time when people are looking down sometimes on what we profess and what we, whom we say we are, and our testimonies. But I have come to say to you, when you have the spirit of diligence, you can raise the standard. Hallelujah. You will be able to come to a place where you will see the manifestation of God in your life in a very special way. A diligent spirit. Amen. A diligent spirit. We need a diligent spirit in the church. We cannot go anywhere in spiritual things without diligence. God is looking for diligence in our lives. Where there is diligence, God is going to show up. Paul tells Timothy, be diligent. Hallelujah. Be diligent to show yourself approved. Be diligent to present yourself before God. Hallelujah. Because there are things that come to us and they want to stop us and hinder us from being diligent in the things of God. And Paul tells Timothy, no. Put effort. Be a diligent person. And when you are diligent, you will present yourself to God. And you will have nothing to be ashamed of. Hallelujah. Amen. Empowerment Center is about being diligent. When you are diligent, you are empowered. Hallelujah. You walk with empowerment because you are diligent. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns and come up everywhere. The ground was covered with winds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. How is your spiritual garden? Hallelujah. I walked past the field of a sluggard. Sluggish, if you like. Lazy, if you like. Not serious person. I passed past that field and observed it. I believe the Holy Spirit comes to us, passes over our spiritual field when we don't know the Lord is coming. Amen. In Kenya, we have people who are so diligent about their business, they forget family. They become absent fathers and mothers because they're so diligent about the business. If this church is going to shake Dallas, shake America, if this church, this altar is going to speak to Africa, speak to Latin America, speak to Europe, diligence must come here. I passed past the field of the sluggard. The walls were broken. Thorns had come over. The place was in ruins. There was nothing good that was in that garden. That could be talking about my spiritual life. Your spiritual life. Your spiritual garden. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus said, the sower went planting, but in the night, someone came and planted tares, because he never wanted the garden to be what it was supposed to be. Oh, God has a garden for you, a spiritual garden that he has given you that must be tended with diligence. And if you are not careful, thorns will prop up. Thorns will come. Are we together? Hallelujah. I'm talking about the spirit of diligence. And more so in our spiritual life. Hallelujah. I believe that people who have come to America, particularly from Africa, they are very diligent when it comes to their office work. I know that they are very diligent. I understand that some people here, they work for 16 hours. Yet in Kenya, people working for 12 hours may be the watchmen. The security guards. But as you put on many hours in your profession, remember, you have to put many more hours in your spiritual life. Because since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent, they take it by force. It means that we have to be diligent. Violence is about being diligent. Diligent in prayer. Not sleeping many hours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more excuses. Not using prayer as a spare wheel. But knowing I must be diligent. I am presenting myself to God. I am a God pleaser. And because I am a God pleaser, I am full of the spirit of diligence. And when you are diligent, you will take this land. You will take this land. Wherever God has put you, doors will open before you. Because there is no door that can be closed to a diligent person. Can you say a diligent spirit? Can you say like you mean it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We must have a diligent spirit. In everything we do, there must be diligence to it. Whenever God gives you revelation, He expects you to receive it and work at it with diligence. As you put diligence to it, the Lord is going to cause you to receive returns and reward into your life. A diligent person is hardworking. He does tears. He puts care and effort into what he's doing. Let me say a few things that the Bible says about diligence. Number one, the Bible says we are to hear God diligently. Amen. Hear God diligently. Hear God diligently. Hallelujah. God is not talking through CNN. God is not talking through many other voices that we are hearing all over. The Bible says you will hear a voice behind you. Hallelujah. Telling you this is the way. Walk in it. There are many people. They are not hearing God today. They are in the church, but they are not hearing God. But God is speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is speaking. Amen. God is speaking. Woo! God is speaking. God is speaking. So what does the Bible say? The Bible says that to hear God, we need diligence. Hallelujah. We come here. We lie down. We wait on Him. We put our time. We cry. We talk. We praise. We rejoice in the altar. Who knows? The Lord is going to speak something. The Lord will speak something. The Bible says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I'll put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26. I am to hear God diligently. I'm to hear God diligently. Those that are diligent, those that are putting honest and persistent, effort in spiritual things, they receive a reward from the Lord. The reward is they hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, secondly, We are to be diligent in keeping the commandments and precepts of the Lord, the teachings of the Lord, the command, the instruction. The Bible says you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord, your God, his testimonies, his statutes, which he has commanded you, and you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your forefathers. Amen. Amen. Diligence to heed the commandments. Hallelujah. The Bible is not talking there about the Ten Commandments. Amen. Every place God puts his people, there will be a center of authority. Hallelujah. And what is God saying? Because what God is saying in this empowerment center is not exactly what he is saying in another center. When God speaks, and God can send his servants to this altar here, God has his chosen servant in this altar. And there are things that God is speaking. God will always look at us and wait on us to see whether we are taking heed that he is the one who is giving instruction, guiding his people, showing his people the way. The moment we take heed to what the Lord is saying, we are going to prosper in the things that God is saying. The problem of the church, where I come from, is that people attend church so casually. People, it doesn't matter what the Lord is saying, it enters through one ear and it comes out through the other one. And then they wonder, why? Where is God? I'm not experiencing God the way I thought I should. Where is God? I am making serious decisions, but where is God? The Lord is saying that be diligent in hearing, in taking heed to the commandment, to the instruction that I am bringing to you. You are a receiver of the instruction of the Lord. Amen. That's why the Bible will say that we are established when we listen to the prophet. Hallelujah. When we take heed to the word and the prophet. Hallelujah. One of the greatest blessings you will ever have in life is when God gives you a prophet in your life. Amen. The prophet will give you what God is saying. He is not perfect, but he is telling you, let's go like this. Hallelujah. Speaking to your life. It's not easy. It's not easy. Diligence. What does the Bible say about diligence? The Bible says we are to be diligent in keeping peace with God. You can be at peace with the people, but your life is very unsettled. You are not at peace with God. Because God does not demand the same from us. There are those that he demands more than others. Some of us, he can allow us to pray 20 minutes and he is very happy with us. We have put a lot of effort. But some of us, he wants 20 hours. So, if you are the one for 20 and you give him 2, you will not have peace. Praise the Lord. Can we give him a hand? So the Bible says We are to be diligent in keeping peace with God. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. 2 Peter 3:14. Allow me quickly to tell you what happens when you are diligent. The benefits of diligence in the kingdom of God. We are to be diligent. Amen. Diligent. Where I come from. Praise the Lord. Where I come from. the bishop and the elders, the deacons, and their wives, the ushers, we come to church at 6:30. That's our time. We come at 6:30 because our service begins at 8. So that we can have time to pray, to invite God. Amen. Hallelujah. We do the first service up to 9:30. We do the second service from 10:30 to 1. Takes a lot of time. But it pays. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you know the way you respond to God is the way he responds to you? Hallelujah. The way you respond to God is the way he responds to you. He says in his word, I will honor those that honor me. Diligence is about honoring God with your time and everything that God has given you. You are seeking to put God as number one in everything that you do. Diligence is about consistency in life. Consistency in my Christian walk with God. I embrace the discipline of the spiritual disciplines. I don't need a supervisor, but I am working at it because I know at the end of the day, when I am diligent, the Lord is going to show up in my life. But when I am not diligent, even I don't know why. I suffer from condemnation. And I don't know where I have failed. The devil takes advantage. He brings the thorns. He breaks my walls of spiritual security. And he causes me to be weak. But when I am diligent, my friend, I am strong. I can confront any opposition. In the name of Jesus. What are the benefits of diligence? Number one benefit of diligence is that diligence releases divine inheritance. Hallelujah. Diligence releases divine inheritance. Inheritance to you. Hallelujah. Glory. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:18, and you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. You know, inheritance is what you don't work for. True or false? Yeah. Before my daddy passed on, he passed on in 2008. I think maybe 1 or 2 years earlier, he had
I think about 2 years earlier, he had called my last born son. And he gave him a piece of land. He never worked for it. He was given. Yet he was not necessarily supposed to be given because he's a glad son. But when he gave him, he gave him. Uh-oh. You are not getting me. There are things that you are not going to work for. God called Abraham. He told him, I'm giving you inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. When you cultivate a diligent spirit, my friend, there are things that come to you that don't come to other people. I'm telling you the truth. There are things that you will come to you. You don't work, my brother. They will just come. You just discover they are there. How did you come? Which door did you come through? Did you come through the window? Did you come through the roof? But you just discover inheritance has been released to you. Diligence releases divine inheritance. Listen to me, people. There is an inheritance for empowerment Christian Center. There is an inheritance in heaven. But if we are coming here casually, and we are coming here with little time, and we are coming here, you know, relaxed and saying, let's come. Pastor is there. Catherine is there. The keyboardist and all that. Things will go well. I'm telling you, you can miss it. There is an inheritance here. There is an inheritance here. There is an inheritance here. I've been a pastor long enough. Yes. I've been a pastor long enough to know God has inheritance. God has inheritance. There are people who have come through my hands. Just because they came to the altar. They loved the altar. They became very diligent in the altar. The Lord remembered them. Doors started opening that were ever closed. And then people wonder, this person is so blessed. It's not education. It is not even beauty. It is not even handsomeness. There is just nothing. Everything is against him. But God of heaven releases inheritance to his people when they are diligent. Joshua was diligent. The Bible says he was abiding in the tabernacle. He was ever there. Hallelujah. Oh yes. He didn't have many programs. His program was one, to be there. When time came for Moses to go, there was an inheritance. There was an inheritance. And the Bible tells us, Moses was told by God, go and lay your hands on Joshua. And when Moses laid his hands on Joshua, the Bible records that the spirit that was in Moses was now resting in Joshua. A transfer had taken place. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, may there be a transfer. May there be a transfer that is coming to your life from heaven. May there be a transfer that is coming to your life as a divine inheritance in the name of Jesus. Diligence releases divine inheritance. Number two, diligence earns divine approval. Diligence will bring to you divine approval. God approves people. Hallelujah. Paul told Timothy to seek, to be diligent, to present himself, approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Can God approve your life?
Are you ashamed of the life that you live? When you are not diligent, you become ashamed. You can even be a pastor, but you are ashamed. You have no authority when you stand before God. You are embarrassed of yourself. You are weak. Paul tells Timothy, be diligent. Hallelujah. To present yourself before God as a workman who is approved. Hallelujah. Number three, diligence brings wealth. And I pray that wealth will come to somebody. In the name of Jesus. May wealth come to you. May God take away lack out of your life. The Bible says lazy hands make a man poor. But diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs 10 verse 4. Number four. Diligence brings abundant food. He who works his land will have abundant food. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11a. They don't lack bread of life. God provides for them in a very special way. Another benefit of diligence is influence and authority. Can you say influence and authority? Hallelujah. When you are diligent, you may be the messenger, but there is authority that will come to the messenger. There is influence that will come to the messenger. You may be the small person in that place. But when you are diligent, hallelujah. You know, even the ant, the Bible talks about the ant, they are diligent. Yes, they work so hard because they don't want to be destroyed in winter. When you are diligent, authority, influence becomes yours. Even the managing director, even the president of the company, before he takes the decision, he calls you who is junior. Says, come, what do you think about this? And what you say is going to be implemented. Yet you are not in the board meeting, but you are above the board. Because Jehovah, the God of the Bible, through diligence has blessed your life, has caused you, hallelujah, to have influence and authority. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, let influence and authority come to you. Let influence and authority come to you. Hallelujah. This is the fruit of diligence. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The last one I want to say because of time is that diligence causes you to walk or operate in divine seasons. Amen. God has a season for your life. Not just for God, there are spiritual seasons. Aha. There are what? And the problem of spiritual seasons, and listen to me, I've been around for some time, and I've worked with the Lord also for some time. Let me tell you one problem I have with God. Can I tell you? Some seasons are never repeated. I'm telling you the truth. There are some things that God may want to do in your life. But if you let that cloud of glory pass, it will never come back for you. It will never come back for you. He will bless you by what he wanted you to be and where he had placed you and intended you to operate from. You'll never get it again. It is gone once and for all. But when you purpose in your heart, you will be diligent in your walk with God. You'll be diligent in the kingdom of God. You'll be diligent in the ministry that God has put in your life.
it causes you to have revelation about divine seasons.
Amen? 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 You know, as I finish, I've talked about authority and influence. Sometime recently in Kenya, there was what we call the music and drama festival, where the colleges and the high schools and the, you know, every other institution, they all sing and dance and compete. And, you know, they write poems and all that. And then this year, okay, what happens is that always the best, they pick the best in every category. And then they take them to our state house, which is like here, it is the White House. So they take them to state house, and the president of the country is entertained, and he sees the best that is there in the country. So what happened this year? There was a six-year-old girl. She was 6 years. She was in preschool, you know? And she was giving a poem called Mvua. And this poem about Mvua is rain, was about wetting the bed. That's what she was talking about. It's a song about wetting the bed. And it was a poem. This girl was born out of a street girl in Kenya. In actual fact, the story goes when the mother gave birth to the kid fell down. And she was born under a truck. The mother thought that something was foreign. She did not even know it is a baby who was born. But this girl, the teacher in the preschool, in the kindergarten, gave her this poem. Believe it or not, this girl, came with a poem before the president of Kenya and all the leaders of the country. And it was such a big thing. That changed everything in her life. It changed everything in her family. It changed everything, even where they live. Because the mother, the president now inquired, the mother, they live in these shoddy places. Everything changed just in a moment. I pray in the name of Jesus, something is going to change. May something change in your life. Hallelujah. May something change in your life. Diligence causes you to operate in divine seasons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's stand up on our feet. Amen. The Lord will call some of you. The Lord is inviting some of you to a greater level of diligence in his work. Hallelujah. Some of you have international ministries. Some of you are carrying a lot of potential that God has put in you. Hallelujah. Not just for few people, but for many people. Some of you, God has put an anointing in your life. That anointing will never be released unless there is diligence. God can give you an anointing. Instead of it becoming a blessing, it destroys you. Because you are not diligent in the things of God. Hallelujah. I pray that we will welcome the spirit of diligence in this place. I pray that we will cultivate the spirit of diligence. The spirit of diligence is cultivated by people who are under instruction. The spirit of diligence comes to people who are loyal. You cultivate loyalty wherever God has put you. And when you are diligent, things are going to happen. How is your spiritual garden? Are the walls in place? Or the enemy has broken through to steal? Have thorns started emerging out of your spiritual garden? It is possible to commit yourself to the Lord and say, from this day, Father, I will be diligent. I will be committed. I am going to make a difference. I am going to see, to seek you, to commit my life to you in a new way. Hallelujah. When you read your Bible, maybe from today, try to mark people who are diligent. Ezra was diligent. He committed himself to the Lord. Where are we going without commitment? What will we achieve without commitment? What you are committed to is what you are going to manifest. But when we are diligent in the house of God, in the things of God, the power of God will be released in our life in a mighty way. It is possible. It is doable. Hallelujah. When you are diligent, you are careful. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in giving, when you are giving, give with diligence. Don't give. You know, there are people in Kenya who give what we call hope, step, and jump. You know, they give today, they hope they'll give tomorrow, they jump the following day, they give the other. You know, that one can, you don't know, you know. The things of God may yet be giving. Do it with diligence. Even dressing when you are coming to his presence. Come, do it with diligence. Be diligent in your marriage. Marriage will never work when you are not diligent about it. You know, the problem of marriage, I really thought that I knew what it means to be married until I married. Then I discovered I did not understand marriage. Then, you know, when I got married, it was the wrong time. Wrong time, not long. Wrong time. Because those days we used to believe that immediately you are married, you must get children to prove how married you are. You know, and so very quickly I became a parent and I thought that I knew what it means to be a parent. And I was practicing to be a parent on my children. And I did a lot of damage sometimes. It is so chaos. And then the Lord has taught me that these things, I need to be diligent. Look at his word and wait on God. I need God's input. I need God's wisdom. I've been married for 26 years. But even today, still my wife pulls one or two surprises, you know, for me. So, but I've learned to be very diligent in this relationship. When I'm in America, I would rather not call anybody else. But as I'm going to call her. Because I'm diligent on this relationship. I want it to work. Why do you think things are going to happen in your life and you are not diligent about the way you are doing them? You need to bring God. In Kenya, we have many people who are so diligent in making money. But the same money does not help anybody. Because the same, you know, they are making money for their families. Then immediately, they are not there. The family starts fighting. You know, then you wonder, why was he wasting time? You'd rather even had no money. Yeah? Because actually, anyway, let me not go that way. I pray that we shall lift this church to a new level. Hallelujah. I want to pray for people that are going to commit themselves to be diligent in this house. If you belong here and you are saying, I need the spirit of diligence to come upon me, that I'm going to break new ground and I'm going to reach out and cause and make a difference in this church, just come to the front. I want to pray for you. Yeah. If you belong here, that is your desire. And I just want to pray. I want to believe God this day that something can happen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Father, we bless you. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Just pray for yourself. Even if you are behind there, I want you to call upon the Lord. I want you to ask God to rain on you the spirit of diligence to come upon you in the way you are doing things, in the way you work, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this church. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, for these men and women that are coming before here, that are coming in front.
front. Lord, I pray for the release of the spirit of diligence to come upon them in a new way. In the name of Jesus, I pray something is going to be broken in the spiritual realm as we come to this place to worship, as we dedicate our lives, as Lord, we honor you with our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray today in the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, as we bring our sacrifice, the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice, Lord, of our time, the sacrifice, oh God Almighty, dear Lord, of every gift that we bring to your house, I pray, Father, we shall bring it with a spirit of diligence. Father, if it be ushering, there will be diligence. If it be singing in the choir, there will be diligence. Lord, if it be preaching, there will be diligence. Lord, I speak diligence today. I speak diligence today. Just stretch forth your hand like this. Just like this. I put them together. I just want to speak the spirit of... Just put them like this. Yeah, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak the spirit of diligence. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless these hands. And let these hands represent even spiritual communication and connection with you. Today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say, you bless the work of our hands. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be diligence in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm. Let there be diligence, Lord. As these hands are lifted before you. As these hands work in your name, Father, there will be greater productivity. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the spirit of diligence be released today in this place. Today in our lives, let the spirit of diligence operate in a mighty way. Let the spirit of diligence, Lord, operate in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray the spirit of diligence, the spirit of diligence, Lord, the spirit of diligence, Father, is coming upon us. It's coming upon us. We are cultivating the spirit of diligence by taking heed to instruction, by seeking you, by going deeper in the things of the kingdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even wisdom. Oh, yes, and the spirit of diligence. Let him come and fill your servant afresh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I have seen you do things in my life. May you do great things in the life of your servant. In this vision. In this center. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the spirit of diligence, let the work of these hands be productive. Increase in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the spirit of diligence is coming upon my sister. Oh yes, something is being broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of diligence is coming upon my sister in a mighty way. Whatever you touch, God will touch it. Yes, in the name of Jesus. You're going to release the power and the authority and the influence of the kingdom. Rekanamama Mosiah. Shekanama. Let's speak in tongues. Rekayanda la babosuka. Yekere makando lobokusa. Ritayanda ramakusi rikanda. Rekorianda la mamosuka kamanda. Retela makando lobokusi kalanda. Retayando lobokusa landa. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, remember this brother. I speak diligence in his life. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Father, let it happen. Let it happen. No more laziness and laxity in the spiritual realm. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you give the Lord a mighty hand? Jesus was so diligent.
The Bible says he woke up early.
And he went to the wilderness. David was diligent in worship. Hallelujah. May the spirit of diligence come to the house. May we receive that spirit. Just lift up your hands to him. Father, I pray today, let the spirit of diligence invade this church. And Lord, I pray that even from this week, there will be a new commitment to the things of this house, to the things of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you appreciate the Lord again?